time to talk brand new movies with Catherine Tulich at WSFM, back in Los Angeles this week. And appropriate that you're in California, because a spin-off a reboot of the old TV show Chips is hitting cinema screens today.
Yeah, a lot of people love Chips because I guess it was about, you know, two California cops on motorbikes going around LA. So, I mean, there's a lot of fondness for this show that was made in the late 70s to early 80s. And, of course, you know, any TV show these days gets a cinema reboot. And it's that this is what this is about. Not getting great reviews. It opened here a couple of weeks ago. It's basically written, directed, and stars Dax Shepard. Now, people might know him from a couple of TV shows like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. or Parenthood. He's also married to Kristen Bell, who, you know, voiced Frozen and has been in many other films, and she's also in the film. So he basically, it's kind of an odd couple cop comedy that he's made it into, and he's like the more sensitive cop, and he's got Michael Peña as like his opposition and buddy, and this is what they had to say about their roles.
Peña and I are very much odd couple material in this movie. His character's from Miami, and he's pretty macho, and he's a really tough FBI agent, and I'm a California guy who's into motocross, and I'm
emotions.
Very emotional, emotionally available. I have a high emotional IQ, and he has a very high IQ.
He likes to talk about emotions like crazy.
Yeah.
Because everything was so, it just felt like a really kind of danger set. Not danger
set,
you're going to get
hurt. It was like a carnival,
right? Yeah, it was like a carnival. You never knew what to expect, you know? And it was always something fun.
And I'm a big fan of putting actors very close to the danger. So you get to do stuff you wouldn't normally probably do in a movie. Like, you're right next to the explosions. You're actually riding the motorcycle. You're in the car doing crazy stuff.
This movie was always testing you, too, because you're like, wow, I've never done this in a movie. Wow, I've never done this in a movie. Wow, I've never done this in a movie. I'm like, wow.
So there's a couple of other movies that are opening up next week, just ahead of Easter, including the 8th, Do We Need It, installment in the Fast and Furious franchise, The Fate of the Furious.
This just is a franchise that never ends. You know, there's so much love for this crew, and, you know, Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez are now on their honeymoon, and then, of course, lots of car chases, and just people love this movie. I mean, I'm sure Fate of the Furious is going to do brilliantly.
Now, the other one that's worthwhile highlighting, it's a heavy storyline, but God, it's a good movie. It's called Denial.
Yeah, this is something, you know, if you really want to sink your teeth into a good drama, it's really gripping, this film, and based on a true story. This university professor, she was basically taken to court by this so-called historian that denied the Holocaust and said that basically the Holocaust never existed. So this is really fascinating search for the truth, and how, you know, let's face it, in this day of what we call fake news, I think it's actually quite timely of how facts can get twisted. So I really think this is very much a worthwhile film to see.
Yeah, I totally agree. We're going to take a break for a couple of weeks over Easter, but there are plenty of new movies just looking ahead to come in 2017. So we'll catch you in 2 weeks, Catherine.
Great. Have a good time off.